My name is Ketia Aurelian, KETSIAURELI, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Jenny Nickerson, JENNIE, last name NICKERSON. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The CKD has improved from stage 3B since the last visit and is likely due to nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia. And the aging process, as well as dehydration period. The most recent kidney functions reveal ABU1 of 21 from 36, creatinine of 1.09 from 1.46, and a GFR 53 from 37. Since the last visit, the patient reports drinking a little bit more water than usual, which would explain the significant improvement in the kidney function. Period. Her serum sodium is mildly decreased at 132. This could be related to a poor dietary intake of sodium. We will continue to monitor for now. He has a significant amount of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 85 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 220 from 293 milligrams, period. She denies any urinary symptoms. Unfortunately, we do not have a urinalysis to assess the activity, to assess for activity in the urinary sediments, period. Number 2, hyponatremia. Since this is the first episode of hyponatremia, we will continue to monitor for now. This is likely dietary intake as previously. This is likely due to poor dietary intake of sodium, as previously stated. Next line, hypomagnesemia. We encourage her to increase her magnesium intake to 400 milligrams twice a day instead of 250 milligrams daily. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable, continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 122 over 69, continue with the current regimen. Next line, underweight. She has a BMI of 16 and weighs only 81 pounds. This is likely due to her albumin level is, her serum albumin level is 4.7. We encourage the patient to prevent further decrease of her weight by monitoring it daily. Next line. Dyskinesia of esophagus, D-Y-S-K-I-N-E-S-I-A of esophagus. Next line. Hyperuricemia / gout, continue with the allopurinol and colchicine. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spent 7 minutes reviewing and interpreting the labs, 15 minutes discussing the findings, performing our ROS/PE, and going over the plan, and 7 minutes on documentation. And